where police now say it was an intentional act. A man drove a truck around barricades and into a crowd on Bourbon Street, killing 10 people and injuring 35. New Orleans Police Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick.
Very fast-paced, and it was very intentional behavior. This man was trying to run over as many people as he possibly could. It was not a DUI situation.
She says after the crash, the driver hopped out with a firearm.
He fired on our officers from his vehicle when he crashed his vehicle. Two of our officers have been shot. They are stable.
The FBI says an improvised explosive device was also found. Police did not mention the fate of the driver. They say the majority of the casualties were local residents, not tourists. More than 300 police officers had been patrolling the French Quarter for New Year's Eve. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell is urging people to stay away from the crime scene.
What I'm asking at this time are prayers for those who have lost their lives in the city of New Orleans due to this tragedy.
Bourbon Street had been filled with New Year's Eve revelers, and the city is hosting the All-State Sugar Bowl at the Superdome tonight. It was quite a New Year's Eve party in New York's Times Square.
Times Square revelers welcomed 2025 and put 2024 in the history books. They squeezed into the crossroads of the world to see the ball bedecked with more than 2,600 crystals drop at the stroke of midnight.
It's been on my bucket list probably all my life that I've known about it. New York for the first time with this girl.
And I said, why not? I have to come at least once in my whole life.
Wendy Gillette, CBS News, New York.
President-elect Donald Trump rang in the new year at Mar-a-Lago. He says the transition is going well with less than 3 weeks until his inauguration.
I think a lot of progress has been made over the last 5 weeks. It's been pretty amazing when you look at what's happened. There's a whole light over the whole world, not just our country.
The new Congress convenes on Friday. A bankruptcy judge has approved a plan by the retailer Big Lots to keep hundreds of its stores open under new owners.
Find bargains to brag about at Big Lots,
America's discount home store.
A private equity firm is buying 200 to 400 of the Big Lots stores and transferring them to another retailer, Variety Wholesalers, which operates a bunch of different chains. Variety will keep the stores open, saving up to 10,000 jobs. Big Lots had planned to sell to a different private equity firm, but that deal fell through last month. Again, police in New Orleans saying an intentional act, at least 10 people killed. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
A few flurries this morning, mostly cloudy today, although we will see a little sunshine, I think, by later this afternoon. Our high today right around 30 on New Year's Day, wind out of the west at 15 to 25. Tonight clear down to 19, tomorrow partly cloudy, 22 by Friday, sunshine with a high of 24. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
I stock up for food for the family. I buy sugar for the kids. Sugar's all healthy these days. Ever notice they say fruit roll-ups and gummy bites? Just give them sugar. We survived. Pixie sticks. Remember those things? Yeah. Then they came up with that Magnum stick. Remember that thing? Made in a meth lab in Wyoming, but we ate it. We ate everything. We ate wax candy. We ate wax lips. How about that? You have the lips on. I think I'll eat them. It's wax!
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world, and in every port I own the heart of at least one lovely girl. I've a pretty señorita waiting for me down in old Mexico. If you're ever in Alaska, stop and see my cute little Eskimo. Sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn, and my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night sands of Waikiki, and I held you oh so tight. Sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn, and my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sands of Waikiki, and I held you oh so tight.
Man, Ricky Nelson, local news, Tamla's Hits, WRJN. Hey, would you believe this phone caller? A guy in Australia thought he was getting a prank phone call, but it was actually a real lottery official letting him know he won $66,000. Now, I'd probably block the caller and remain $66,000 poorer. I mean, if somebody called me or sent me a text message, you won $66,000, you reported a spam, right? Guess who? It's these eyes.
These eyes cry every night for you. These arms long to hold you again. The hurting's on me, yeah.
To the County Line Road, local news and timeless hits.
show the way to lasting love. Like the sun shines, endlessly it shines. You always will be mine, it's eternal love. When other love are gone, ours will be strong. We'll have our very own everlasting love.
That's forever. Need a love to last
night, everlasting love. It's 8:12, local news time of the sits here at WRJN. It's going to be a cloudy day today. Chance of flurries, highs near 30. Partly cloudy tonight, lows 20. And partly sunny tomorrow, highs near 28. Should be nice for that dunk in Lake Michigan. See, you don't want a warm day for those polar bear people. You want a little bit of chill in, not enough to hurt them, but a little bit of chill in the air, and we got it today. Right now, cloudy, 30 degrees at Radio Park. Now, here's a fun fact for you, and I mentioned this for a reason. The eye chart, you know that big E at the top of the eye chart? It's called the Snellen chart. It's named after an ophthalmologist from the Netherlands named Herman Snelling. He created it in 1862. We're still using it. Now, I mentioned that because my brother is a doctor, is an optometrist. He's retired now. But one of his patients was a major rock star from the 1980s. He used to make all of the contact lenses for this major rock star. The only thing I'll tell, I can't tell you who it is because it's one of his patients and I can't tell you, but it was a female rock star, major of the 1980s, and my brother was her optometrist. See? That puts me like 1 degree away from this major rock star. Huh. I never thought about it like that. All right, it's 8:14. Local news time. Let's hit with the Doobies, China Grove.
We'll be right back.
Newbies, China Grove, local news, timeless hits, and WRJN. It's 8:17. Time for Peter.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Former President Jimmy Carter passed away this past weekend at the age of 100. Many remember Carter for his decency, endless service to humankind, which included his involvement with Habitat for Humanity. But what most people don't know is that he was also related to Motown Records founder Berry Gordy. Gordy said that in 1978, his sister Esther did some digging into their family tree. Gordy says he was filled with shock and pride when he found out that he and Carter were actually third cousins. There's as much drama off-screen surrounding actress Blake Lively and actor-director Justin Baldoni as there was on screen for their film It Ends With Us. Following Lively's lawsuit claiming Baldoni sexually assaulted her and launched a smear campaign against her, Baldoni is filing a countersuit claiming Lively and her team launched a smear campaign against him. Does anything good ever come from a Hollywood smear campaign? Oh yeah, publicity. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, this is Earl Ingram. If you're looking for me this morning, I'm still around. You can find me at all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Holiday celebrations continue at O&H Danish Bakery. And a tasty way to welcome the new year is with O&H's Strawberry Champagne Kringle. It's filled with smooth cheesecake and a delicious layer of strawberry filling. Then O&H's champagne-flavored icing is sprinkled with crisp white chocolate pearls. Resolve to get one this week. O&H Danish Bakery wishes you and yours a happy, healthy, and prosperous 2025. O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Hi, I'm Ron Reagan, an unabashed atheist, and I'm alarmed, as you may be, by the intrusions of religion into our secular government. That's why I'm asking you to join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the nation's largest and most effective association of atheists and agnostics working to keep state and church separate. Please, join the Freedom From Religion Foundation today.
Now through December 31st, join FFRF for 50% off membership. Visit ffrf.us/sxm today or text PROTECT to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Not only that, but WRJN is your home for all the big sports you want to follow. The Packers, the Brewers, the Badgers, football and basketball, and high school sports too with Dick Graceffa. It's sports along with your local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. You know, right after he finished his singing career, he retired and owned a yacht club in Connecticut. Yeah. What a difference, huh? He had a hit song called The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance. Now, there was a big hit movie called The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance, directed by John Ford, starring James Stewart, John Wayne, and Lee Marvin. Big movie, great movie, classic Western. But the song wasn't in the movie. Why did that happen? Well, the movie was finished, ready to go out, but the song wasn't. They didn't have the song ready for Gene Pitney to sing yet. So the movie came out without the song, but soon after the movie was released, then the song came out. It was a big hit. We'll get to it sometime. The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance. It's 8:23, local news, Timeless Hits with the Tokens, and The Lion Sleeps Tonight.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. In the jungle, the quiet jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. Near the village, the peaceful village, the lion sleeps tonight. Near the village, the quiet village, the lion sleeps tonight.
Salt water. She's grass and polishes a gun. She'll be a true love of mine. Tell her to reap it in a sickle mill of blazing in scarlet battalion.
Parsley, sage, rosemary, and turtle. Scarborough Fair. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine.
Scarborough Fair, otherwise known as Parsley, Sage, Rosemary, and Thyme. Simon and Garfunkel, it's 8:29, local news in Tampa City to WRJN. I don't want to shock you or upset you, but a study found checking your work email from home could literally kill you. Research, don't get upset. Researchers studied 57,000 people and found that the ones who did work after hours are more likely to have heart problems, insomnia, headaches, and worse. What's worse than death? Do you think that would be number one on the list? It's 8:30 at WRJN.
WRJN weather.
A few flurries this morning, mostly cloudy today, although we will see a little sunshine, I think, by later this afternoon. Our high today, right around 30 on New Year's Day. Wind out of the west at 15 to 25. Tonight, clear down to 19. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 22 by Friday. Sunshine with a high of 24. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
I say things when I drive that intrigue me. I drove by a car dealership, and every car on the lot had a balloon on it. Every car. And I wondered, well, what led to that decision? That didn't just happen. There was a moment in time where that was decided upon, and I just wish I was there. They probably sent some new salesman into the GM's office. The guys asked me to come in and talk to you. We're not hitting our quotas, and we're not getting any drive-ons. They're wondering if you might have some ideas. Oh, yeah? Let me show you why I'm in charge. We're gonna move these bad boys. Who am I to make fun of that? It must work. They wouldn't do it if it didn't work. I guess people drive by, well, that's it for my day. I am headed home. What? What they're tied to, but I'm buying one.
And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Ball just because. And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull a mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. I don't do that. Well, out of South Alabama come a country boy, sitting looking for a man named Jim. I am a bull shooting boy, my name is Willie McCoy, but down home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say, Jack, don't you know you don't tug on Superman's.
got a two-piece custom made for you.
Don't tug on Superman's cape, and don't mess around with Jim. And don't spit into the wind or do anything else into the wind either. It's 8:34, local news time. Let's hit here at WRJM. Well, some guy went viral. He dusted off his old Pokemon card collection and found out it's worth at least $5,000, maybe more. Now, he has his mom to thank for that because even though he got older and didn't care anymore, she kept buying the Pokemon cards. Until she stopped in 2017. Now that collection's worth probably over $5,000. See, mom knows this kind of stuff. Don't mess around with mom either, huh? 8:35. It's cloudy and 30 degrees at Radio Park. Here come the animals.
Baby, do you understand me now? Sometimes I feel a little mad.
CCR, Who'll Stop the Rain, also the name of the 1977, I think it was, Nick Nolte movie with Tuesday Will. Good movie. Good movie. 8:39, local news and time of the sits here at WRJN. Looking for cloudy weather. Chance of flurries today with a high near 30. Partly cloudy, lows 20 tonight. Tomorrow, partly sunny, highs near 28. Right now, it's cloudy and 30 degrees, just a few scant hours away from the big dip into Lake Michigan at North Beach. The polar bears are going to run into the water. It's not too bad today. I mean, it's been 10 degrees and worse, but not too bad today. I might go down there and watch and, you know, bring my heavy winter coat while they're running, you know, in bathing suits into the freezing cold water. Now, it's winter now, but it will be spring before you know it. And you're more likely to be stung by a bee this spring if you're eating a banana. The chemical compound that gives bananas their taste also works as a pheromone that drives bees angry. And if you don't want anybody angry, it's a bee. Now, if you want to decrease the risk, bees are repelled by the scent of almonds. So start eating almonds. Stay away from bananas when you're outside where bees are located.
Just can't be right, and I'm telling you, it's too late.
Brother, Sister Rose, Too Late to Turn Back Now. Pick in 1971 for that song. It's 8:46, local news, timeless hit to WRG. And I see some snow on our sidewalk in front of the building. Where'd that come from? I don't remember it snowing this morning. Anyway, it's 8:46 right now. Now, I don't know if you stay in hotels a lot. I know some of our engineers here at Civic Media always staying in hotels. And I found this story. This guy's trending online after he bragged about how he always strips his bed before he checks out of a hotel just to help the maids. Now, some people say it's nice and plan to start doing it. Others say it's over the top and unnecessary. Here's one thing you definitely don't need to do, though. They said some people remake their beds before they check out, but the maids have to strip the sheets anyway. No reason to do that at all.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Why?
Jackson 5, Love You Save. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Now, here's a fun fact I found. Now, how many times did you see the movie A Christmas Story this holiday season? Probably a lot. Peter Billingsley, I think, was in Milwaukee. He was somewhere around here. They had a special showing of A Christmas Story, and Peter Billingsley was a guest. We actually had his brother, Ralphie, the actor who played Ralphie, here at WRJN. I took a picture with him in the lobby. Anyway, so A Christmas Story. You must have seen it a million times. Great family movie. But did you know it's based on stories that were originally published in Playboy magazine? See. You live and learn, huh? Gary Puckett of the Union Gap here at WRJN. Here's Lady Willpower.
To see me, but you're afraid of what I might have on my mind. One thing you can be sure of, I'll take good care of your love if you will let me give you mine. Lady, ever tell you the facts of life? Well, there's so much you have to learn.
In the Union Gap, Lady Willpower. It's 8:58, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. I'll catch you tomorrow morning once again here at 6 a.m. I believe tomorrow, Melissa Caprillion, our alderman and county board supervisor, is going to be here with the second foreign exchange student she's sponsoring. We saw one. We had one in the studio. He was from Belgium, and this one is from Spain. So we'll talk to him tomorrow morning and find out what he thinks of America. I mean, he grew up in Spain, but he's got an opinion. We'll find out tomorrow morning, okay? She should be here around 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. Again, I want to wish you a very happy new year. I want you to enjoy 2025. I want you to spend it here at WRJN. And I want you to be safe. So keep it safe. I know there's tragedies all over the world. New Orleans last night, a car took the lives of 10 people. I mean, there's tragedy everywhere. So you just be safe, all right? That's all I'm asking. All right, 9 o'clock, we've got Dan Marcus coming up next right here at WRJN. Then it's Kurt Bowman at 2 o'clock this afternoon. And tonight, it's Chris Morrow at 6 o'clock. So keep it here, WRJN. Local news, timeless hits.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace in New Orleans. 10 people are dead and 35 injured after a driver plowed his truck into a crowd on Bourbon Street. New Orleans Police Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick says it was a deliberate attack.
He was hell-bent on creating the carnage and the damage that he did.
After the crash, the driver opened fire on police, wounding two officers. Both are in stable condition. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell called it a terror attack, but FBI agent Athena Duncan stopped short of
that. This is not a terrorist event. What it is right now is there improvised explosive devices that was found, and we are working on confirming if this is a viable device or not.
There's no word yet on the fate of the attacker. CBS's Nicole Skanga says this attack was the latest in a string of similar incidents around the world.
Over the last decade, vehicles have been used as weapons to target, to kill, to injure pedestrians in cities from, you know, London to New York to Berlin in similar terrorist incidents. So a lot more questions than answers at this point.